into positive and negative power. Obviously, truth means nothing if your goal is self-aggrandizement and the concentration of power. Why do you care about truth? An additional area worthy of examination, I write, involves truth. By truth, I do not mean in a relative sense, that is, what one might honestly and wrongly believe to be the truth, rather the intentional use of positive language to communicate what is widely known and commonly understood to be truthful by the person or government using it, in contrast to the intentional use of deceit, slander, and falsehoods, any former way to suggest, imply, or flat-out portray it as truth. And you see this happening today all the time. This is similar to other forms of negative language, such as propaganda and manipulation, that may be used in an identical manner. They may also concern a kernel of truth. However, truth is a real thing, and the exactitude with which it may or may not apply in a certain situation or form of communication does not negate its existence. Now, what does this have to do with anything? A lot. For example, eternal truths are in fact universally known, whether or not they are adhered to and embraced. But let me give you an example of what I mean by positive language being used that is anything but truthful and being used to advance negative power and is not only used in Marxist and fascist and Islamist and other autocratic regimes and governments, but is used by modern-day politicians in the West, in the United States, for the purpose of confounding people, securing power over those people. Let's take a look at the Soviet Constitution of 1936, also known as the Stalin Constitution. And just so you know, Franklin Roosevelt came up with the Second Bill of Rights, which we've discussed here in the past, which was basically a plagiarized version of the 1936 Stalin Constitution, but it was the 1944 Second Bill of Rights, according to FDR. Think about that. Let's take a look at this. Article 123 in the Stalin Constitution of 1936. Tell me if this stuff doesn't sound like a Mondami or a Bernie Sanders. You know what? Think about it. Equality of rights of citizens, irrespective of their nationality and cultural background, economic condition, any direct or indirect restrictions of the rights of, or conversely, any establishment of direct or indirect privileges for citizens or account of their race or nationality is punishable by law. The church in the USSR is separated from the state, the school from the church, freedom of religious worship and freedom of anti-religious propaganda is recognized by all citizens. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, stole it right out of our Constitution. Freedom of street processions, demonstrations, civil rights are ensured. But anyway, it goes on and on. It's a lie, and that's what I mean when I talk about this. Very, very important to understand this. I mentioned to you about Bernie Sanders. I haven't forgotten, but we have a great guest coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. But I mentioned to you about Bernie Sanders as a Stalinist. This isn't hyperbole. And yet the media are in love with this guy. They use him to attack our country, our system, to attack Israel. He's a self-hating Jew. He is a Marxist, Islamist, Stalinist. That's what he is. Now, let me explain to you exactly what I'm talking about here. Bernie Sanders' Adventures on a Stalinist Kibbutz from February 6, 2016 by Ronald Rodosh, who I told you is with the Hudson Institute. He was a former member of the Communist Party and a Marxist, but no longer for sure. Solid conservative and a professor. Now that Bernie Sanders, remember this is 2016, has become a serious candidate president, it's inevitable the media will pay attention to every aspect of his life. 1963, when Sanders traveled to Israel to work on a kibbutz, there were scores of American Jewish students who also volunteered. So it's rather strange that Sanders has consistently refused to tell the press about his time there and the kibbutz he worked on. When asked, he and his campaign dodged the issue. Why would Sanders not answer such a simple question? What kibbutz did you work on? Now we have the answer from the Times of Israel. In 1990, Sanders, who was preparing to assume his newly elected position as a member of the House, was interviewed by Israeli journalist Yossi Melman. Sanders told them that he visited Israel, quote, as a guest of the leftist Zionist Hashomer Hatzair movement and stayed at its affiliated kibbutz northeast of Haifa, quote unquote. Calling kibbutz Sha'ir Hakim simply leftist does not sufficiently describe the ideology of its members. At the time, most American students who were Zionists, in other words, believed in the country of Israel, belonged to Habam, a mainstream group affiliated with Israel's governing party, a liberal party, the Labor Party. Hashem Hatzair, to the contrary, was the affiliate of Mapam, the coalition political group in Israel that united a few different left-wing groups into one political organization. And by 1969, Hashem Hatzair had entered into a unity pact with the Labor Party. Despite this, its own members remained left-wing socialists. Today, its descendants support Israel's far-left political party, Meretz. Again, this is 9 years old. But in 1963, when Sanders worked at Hashemir's kibbutz, its members considered themselves Marxist Zionists, and they held a pro-Soviet Union orientation, which included supporting the Soviet Union's foreign policy. Their ideological orientation on socialism and Zionism came not from the Social Democrats of the Socialist International, who were wrongly anti-communist and anti-fascist during the years of World War II, but from a rather unknown figure. This is the Bernie Sanders crowd, a Zionist named Bear Berkov. I knew members of this group in the same period that Bernie worked on their kibbutz. They would always urge me to read Borchov's books, although he passed away in 1917, too early to see the horrendous results of the Bolshevik Revolution. Borchov's followers argued that he approved that socialist Zionism had to be Marxist-Leninism. Their only criticism of the official Israeli Communist Party was its refusal to see that Stalin was wrong to argue that Jews did not need their own nation, and that they instead should work within their own countries to foment a communist revolution. Another young person who gravitated to the group was Noam Chomsky, who told an interviewer, I like the kibbutz life and kibbutz ideas. In a tablet interview conducted by David Samuels, Chomsky said he had gravitated to the Hashir kibbutz, but could never actually join it. This is the Stalinist kibbutz. That was, quote, because in those days they were split between Stalinists and Trotskyites. And I was anti-Leninist. But he admired their commitment to a binational state and their efforts to create Arab-Jewish working-class cooperation and a socialist binationalist Palestine, which would in effect mean no Jewish state. Since the news broke yesterday, a few conservative websites have written about the importance of Sanders' chosen kibbutz. At Front Page magazine, remember that was David Horowitz's invention, and David Horowitz had been a member of the Black Panthers and a communist, so he knew these people too. The great David Horowitz, who recently passed away. At frontpage.com, Daniel Greenfield, this guy's great, describes its origins and notes how it mourned the death of Joseph Stalin in 1953. This is Mr. Sanders' kibbutz. Ironically, just as the Soviet dictator was preparing a major purge of all Soviet Jews. And the American thinker, Thomas Lipson, another great man, it's quite ill. He says Sanders' stay at the kibbutz is consistent with Sanders' honeymoon trip to the Soviet Union as well as his later visits to Nicaragua and Cuba. These two articles have led Nathan Gutman in the Forward to accuse the two conservatives of red baiting. Who gives a damn what he thinks? And yet another article in the Forward, other writer, the Hoshim kibbutz members learned valuable lessons about life. Actually, it was much substantiated that one. And he never wants to talk about it. So I did. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
Reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Well, we're here with our friend Steve Hilton, who's running for governor of California. He's running on the Republican ticket to get the nomination. He's a good man. Steve Hilton, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, Mark. Great to be with you on this day of Kamala. I don't know whether it's – I don't know what you think, good news, bad news. I think we, in one sense, we dodged a bullet in California that this ridiculous person won't be anywhere near any kind of role that could make things even worse for us in California. On the other hand, I look at it and think she was never going to win anyway because she's so obviously useless and appalling in every way. So I'm not quite sure what my reaction is.
Well, that's the thing. I think they finally sat down and figured out, look, if you run, you'll probably lose for governor, which means you won't have a shot at the presidency. So run, and if you're going to lose, you might as well lose for the presidency. I don't see her getting the nomination for anything. Do you, Steve?
No. I mean, she's been so disastrous at everything, wasted so much money, and just clearly is someone who really believes in nothing other than her own political advancement. And that's why she's one of these empty, shallow, you know, machine politicians. And I think even her own side can see that.
Who do you think the Democrat nominee is going to be?
Well, right now, I think it looks like Katie Porter. She's the leading Democrat. There was a poll out.
What a mess
she
is, by the way.
No, I mean, she's another one, you know. they really keep producing them in California.
Yes.
So there was a poll the other week, and she was... Well, actually, the good news in that poll was they ran a poll of all the declared candidates so far. This is pre this announcement from Kamala. And I was actually leading by 1 point ahead of Katie Porter. Everyone else was far behind, all the other Democrats, all the other Republicans. So according to that, she's you know, really the leading Democrat. So, of course, anything could change. But right now, it looks like it's me versus Katie Porter.
She's a pretty nasty person, though, from everything I can tell.
Yeah.
And had a nasty divorce, I believe, and kind of a weirdo, to be perfectly honest with you.
And there's something about the manner and the lecturing, and I think it just fits with this, you know, we're so sick of this nanny state nonsense in California, telling us what to do about absolutely everything, what car to drive, what kind of, you know, how to cook your food. Gas boilers are going to be bad. You know, endless nanny state telling you what to do. And she just represents that in physical form, I think. And so I think it's a very, very strong argument to make. My goodness, do you want more of this? I don't think so.
Are the demographics are pretty rough in California.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know what the majority party is. Is it independents? Is it the Democrats? What is it?
So there's two ways of looking at it. When you look at voter registration, the Democrats are a long way ahead. Republicans have just moved ahead for a long time. Actually, they were third to what they call no party preference. Republicans are doing well on voter registration, just moved up to second place. The gap there is very big. But when you look at actual votes, it's not as big as people think. President Trump got more votes here than any Republican for a generation. The gap is... It's, people sometimes think of California and look at it and say, oh, it's 80-20 Democrat-Republican. It's not. It's more like 60-40. And when you look at the actual number of votes, there's a simple way of thinking about it, which is really the driving force of my campaign. Next year is a midterm election where you get a lower turnout. And if you look at the votes that President Trump got in California last November, he actually got more votes than I would need to win on a reasonable projection of what the turnout would be. A reasonable estimate of how many votes will be cast next year in California is 11.8 million. That's the average of the last two midterms. So to win, you need around 5.9 million votes. Trump got 6.1 million votes. So the Republican votes are there in California. We just need to get them to turn out in a midterm election. That's the job of a strong, energetic campaign. That's what I'm running. We've also got voter ID, which people and friends of mine are working hard to get on the ballot for next November. That'll help Republican turnout. So I'm not minimizing the task. It's definitely an uphill struggle, but the climb is not quite as steep as a lot of people think. We've definitely got a shot here. I think it's our best shot for at least 20 years to bring some sanity back and turn things around in California.
Do you find the media markets are at least willing to give you some platforms in order to communicate your message?
Yes, it's getting better. You see that in Los Angeles, certainly in the Central Valley down in San Diego. It's definitely more open. I think people can see, even instinctively people who are against the Republican Party, they can see that it's just not healthy to have. We now have 15 years of one-party rule. And you know, even Democrats can agree that that's not healthy. They still control the legislature. They run all the big cities and the big counties. But I think that argument that I'm making, we're very much in line with the Trump approach. Very pragmatic, not ideological, problem-solving, practical, focused on fixing the things that are particularly hurting working-class Californians, who are especially hurt by these insane Democrat policies, in particular the climate elitism that just raises everybody's costs. That kind of campaign, I think, people are really responding to.
I'm talking to Steve Hilton, who's running for the Republican nomination for governor of California. You know Steve Hilton. I think what hits me in the face every time I come to California, and you can't miss it, when you drive around and you look at the price of gasoline, it's like that.
Yes.
That price is so high, it's not that high anywhere but Europe, I think.
Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
9132.
Mud put in, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mud put in show.
This is the nation's town hall meeting, and you can join in at 877-381-3811.
We're here with Steve Hilton, who is running for the Republican nomination, and I want to give you a lot of credit. It takes a lot of time and energy and a lot of money, and you lose a lot of money when you do it. People don't realize, because you have to kind of give up your job or go part-time or what have you, and... And it's great that you're doing this, and I wish you all the best. I really do. And so immigration, how does that cut?
Yes. So, look, Mark, I'm a legal immigrant. We moved here with my wife and my two sons in 2012. Visa, green card, got my citizenship in 2021, did it the right way. Couldn't be more proud to be 100% American. And so I firmly support legal immigration. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on the road with Californians, all the legal immigrants I talk to feel the same way as I do. We did it the right way. It wouldn't occur to us to try and do it the wrong way, to break the law. And so I don't really have a lot of sympathy for all the arguments you hear on the other side. And the other the point I really want to make here is we hear all the time, especially in California, that, oh, we have this labor shortage. That's why we've got to have all of this. Well, let's have a look right now. California has the highest unemployment rate in America. We have one of the lowest labor force participation rates in America. There are millions of Californians who are of working age, able-bodied, who are not working. In fact, we're paying them not to work, but through welfare. I'll give you a specific example. Not long ago, I was in the Central Valley of California, towards the northern end of it. I was at a dairy farm, speaking to the workers. You hear about ag workers the whole time. These are guys working on the dairy farm. We had a chat afterwards. It's all on video. People can watch this. And they told me they don't make a lot of money. They make $50,000, which doesn't get you very far in California with all the costs. They told me that their partners, their girlfriends, and very specifically not their wives, because they don't get married because they lose welfare benefits, they make more money from welfare payments than they do working full-time at the dairy. Mm-hmm. So before we start talking about importing illegal labor or whatever it is, let's make sure that everyone in California who could be working is working, and we're not paying them not to work.
So what? So Gavin Newsom has effectively destroyed that state, hasn't he?
Yes, it's the worst. I mean, the outcomes are just unbelievable. The worst results, but, you know, it's not an exaggeration to say, it's not rhetorical. We, as I said, highest unemployment rate right now, highest poverty rate in the country, highest housing costs, lowest home ownership, highest costs, as you mentioned earlier, for gas, also for electricity, water, everything essential. We have the worst business climate, 50th out of 50 states business climate voted on by Chief Executive Magazine. I mean, on and on. It's on everything. It's the worst. And that's the result of one-party rule with these people who don't know what they're doing. They cave to the people who are really in charge, the government unions, the far-left activists who give them their ideological instructions. And it's a total failure on every front.
How does this guy expect to be president of the United States when he has a record like that?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just just the arrogance of it. You think you'd be ashamed of this. It's the worst record of anyone in the country, and I think he'll just be laughed at. Well, I mean, by the way, a big part of my campaign pointing out the record and why we need change in California is to make sure the whole country understands what a total disaster it is. And the country needs to know that. You can't have someone like that in charge. They really, really, it's been so destructive. We cannot let that go nationwide in the form of Gavin Newsom. No way.
And look what he's done with the water and the fires. I mean, those people are unable to build because of all the red tape and nonsense. $100 million goes missing. Nobody really knows where it went. This guy is a black hole. The debt is massive in California. The rail line they were going to build is another disaster. I mean, the disasters pile up, don't they?
unbelievable, one thing after another. Exactly. And by the way, the other thing that's so infuriating, it's just this endless bloviating, he's so full of it. Back in January, he said that just straight after the fires, he's wandering around range. And by the way, should be another reason why we should feel that this is within reach, this change in California. It's very difficult, but not, you know, the ingredients are there for us to win, despite all the mucking around with the system that they've done to give themselves an advantage. You know, we just have to, as President Trump showed, and the way he put it was the best way of putting it. We've got to make it too big to rig. We've got to swamp the vote. That's what we've got to do here in California.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people want to help you, where do they go?
Thank you, Mark. So stevehiltonforgovernor.com, F-O-R, stevehiltonforgovernor.com. Every bit of help is welcome. Volunteers, donations, buy a T-shirt, you know the drill. stevehiltonforgovernor.com, and we'd love all the support that we can get. Thank you.
Let's put that on our social platforms, Mr. Producer. And we're going to have you back, Steve. You're just a fantastic guy and a great candidate, and I wish you all the best, brother.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate it. See you soon. Thanks.
See you soon, and God bless. He's a good man. He's a very good man. All right, let's go to some of our calls here. Now, that's interesting. The email that I was sent, Mr. Producer, is not producing any phone numbers. It's empty. Would you like to resend it? On the Mark Levin app, Joanne in Miami, Florida. Joanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I called you years ago, and I had a comment on, I was basically against Israel. I wasn't anti-Semite. I don't think I even knew what that was back then. But in school, it was just exactly like what is happening now. The schools are teaching this, and this was back in the 80s. So it's really the fault of the schools. But what I wanted to say was, when I called you before, and I had to hang up, and you told me you really wanted to know why I was against Israel, and I'm not at all anymore, it's because I was taught that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a mirror image right now. I'm seeing this. I'm, oh, my God, that was me. And the reason I changed, and it's a horrible reason, I don't even know if I should say it on the air, but...
Well, be careful. Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't think it's not filthy. It's just, it was heartbreaking. I can't remember the name of the ship, but some terrorists had attacked a ship. I think it was the Achille Lauro, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to look again. Mm-hmm. And the terrorists had taken an old man in a wheelchair and his wife, a little old man, a little old lady.
His name was Klinghoffer.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, well, anyway, it just shocked me.
He was an old man. He was handicapped. He couldn't get out of the wheelchair. They dumped him over the edge, and they laughed. They mocked his family. They killed him.
It was so devastating to see that. I was like, that's it. I was totally wrong. I mean, it's still seared in my brain. So.
Think about the things that these people have done, you know, what they did on October 7th. So horrific, you can't even show it on TV, because I tried, and I couldn't. I wasn't allowed. I mean, just mutilating people alive, cutting off their genitalia, their breasts, throwing it around like a football, gang rape, breaking the pelvises of women. It was so horrendous. These are young women, slitting their throats. It's just all these people that went to a festival and these kibbutzes that worked with these Palestinians right over the border. These are very liberal people, the people at the festival, the people in the kibbutz, these were the liberal elements of Israel. We're talking about two-state solutions and everything else. It didn't matter. Some of the people that went into these kibbutz had been friends with and worked with the Jewish people in these kibbutzes, the kibbutzim, and they came along for the slaughter. They took the tricycles away for their kids, and they did things of that sort. I mean, the stories are horrendous. You won't read them in most newspapers because they don't give a damn. They just don't give a damn. And Israel is still trying to get these hostages out. There's only 20 of them left alive, only 20. Hamas won't do it. And now Israel is under horrendous attack in our own country, throughout the West, Canada, Britain, France, Spain, Ireland. It is sickening beyond belief. And Hamas is just sitting there smiling like the bastards that they are. All right, my friend, I want to thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming back, calling back as well, after all these years, huh? If you could delay your next two mortgage payments, imagine putting those two payments in your pocket and finally getting a little breathing room. Would you do that? I know you would. It's possible when you call American Financing today. If you're feeling stretched by everyday expenses, if you're feeling stretched because you have these big credit cards and they're big debt and the interest on top of it and you're in this debt spiral, or you just want to get rid of them, maybe there doesn't seem to be a way out. If you own a home, there is a way out. American Financing can show you how to use your home's equity to consolidate your debt, renew your mortgage, refinance, and then pay it off. And remember, your interest on your mortgage is tax deductible. It used to be up to $10,000, now it's up to $40,000, depending on what you're paying. So you need to call the folks at American Financing today, the way I did and Mr. Producer, my daughter did, before you get to a point where you just can't make the payments anymore. And their salary-based mortgage consultants are helping homeowners just like you restructure these loans, consolidate their debt, all without upfront fees. Very important. Now, some of you have low mortgage rates, and you're probably thinking, I'm okay, but this damn credit card. Well, that's what you need to understand. You want to consolidate that debt, get the lowest interest you can, and get rid of that damn credit card debt. It's fast. It's simple. Could save you your entire budget this summer, but even more than this summer going forward. So here's the number, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national
programs throughout the country and on Fox, the wonderful interview Sean did on Sunday. Don't sit on the sidelines. I need you to jump in, read the book. We need an army of patriots who really, really understands what's going on and how to address it, how to discuss it. Ideas matter. They really do have consequences. Ideas change the world. And that's the idea of this book of On Power. The people who have it and have read it have been extremely impressed with it. And that includes hosts and many of you now I'm hearing from. So you want to get it. Summer's the perfect time to read it. You can get it at Amazon.com, any major bookstore, any family-owned bookstore. And as I said, the retail stores are loaded up right now. And, of course, Amazon, and you can get it tomorrow. And it's available for you in our two great signings that we're going to have. I'm very excited about it. The first one is in New Jersey, Northvale, New Jersey, located Northvale Square, Books and Greeting. Mr. Producer, would you post these two signings again? You can click on the links if you want to check out anything else. It's a wonderful area there. That is this Saturday at 1 p.m., so it's 3 days away. And August 9th, the following Saturday, 10 a.m., Barnes & Noble, the Spectrum, Reston Town Center in Reston, Virginia. That'll be our second and last book signing. The Reagan Library, they do have a few slots left for people who want to get a book signed, but the dinner is sold out. It's been sold out since day two. But we can still meet and greet and talk and say hello. We're going to have a wonderful time at every one of these events. It's going to be a lot of fun. So these books, this book, crucially important, I think, for you and for understanding things that have never been taught to you. I'm sure they were never taught to me. Summer is all sunshine and smiles and road trips until your car takes a whack. Why? Hot weather is bad for your car. If you live on the coastline, water, salt, is bad for your car. It's bad for the engine. It's bad for the transmission. You know, these repairs are extremely costly. Roadside assistance. With CarShield is the best. They're the best. The heat doesn't have to rob you of summer fun. Broken AC, electrical problems, God knows what. They're common in high heat, and they're very, very expensive. CarShield is like a concierge service. Their people take over. They'll take care of you. They'll get things done. Now's the time to put your faith in America's most trusted vehicle protection company like I have, CarShield, and shield yourself from pricey summer breakdowns. CarShield's U.S.-based customer representatives, they're right here. You can understand them. They are available. They're there to help you find the best options for your vehicle to fit your budget. That's what's key, to fit your budget. Plus, if you call today, CarShield is offering 20% off that plan. That is crucial, too. Here's the number. Give it a try, 800-995-4766. Get your free quote. It's painless. Don't sweat it this summer. Choose CarShield. Get 20% off today. 20% off. 800-995-4766. Hello. 800-995-4766. Or visit carshield.com/Levin. carshield.com/LEVIN. You know what's interesting? Let me just tell you, the way the New York Times work, and they hate my guts. Over at the book review area. They never review my books, but they have a book list. And they desperately don't want me to be number one on the list. They desperately don't want it. Because that draws attention to the book and what's in the book and to its author, me, and to my audience, you. So I don't know where we are in that battle. I really don't. There's some books out there that are fairly popular. So even if you're thinking of getting the book, now's the time to do it. Just for the fun of rubbing the New York Times' face in it. I'm being honest with you. Just for the fun of doing that. But really, there's a bigger reason, because of the content. So you can go any bookstore and, of course, Amazon.com. Now, all of you callers in St. Louis, in California, in New York, in Illinois, in Florida, I'm apologizing to you because I can't get to you and give you enough time to be respectful. I will be here tomorrow. Full force. Put down on the gas pedal. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, and our truckers. The men and women in Ukraine. The men and women in Israel. I understand. We have your back. And, of course, you, the American people, red-blooded Americans. God bless each and every one of you. Go to Amazon. Grab your book, and I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to have a great time. Have a wonderful night.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to ask. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.